We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Tons of the artists that you saw at the American Music Awards yesterday will be performing live for you. I'm talking about Khalid will be performing. Also Shawn Mendes, LMA, who crushed it live, and many more. Please get your tickets now at WeCan'tSurvive.com. All right. But yeah, it's going to be a fun concert. It always is. It's absolutely amazing. But I want to talk this morning and invite some special guests into our studio to talk about the real reason why we do We Can't Survive. And that is because a portion of the proceeds goes to support young women battling cancer. And in studio right now, we have Jacqueline and her husband Charles from Marina Del Rey. Good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And we're super happy to say that Jacqueline is a survivor.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
And
awesome.
Even when you said yes, you kind of closed your eyes.
Emphasis.
Yeah.
You're like, yes. Yeah. And thank you so much for coming in and telling us your story, because I believe we're talking about We Can't Survive. And yeah, it's a fun experience, but really it's for a great cause. And we have an amazing audience that loves to support our community, and especially women going through this battle. How long ago did you find out that you were at that moment in time diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah, I found out a couple years ago. I was actually just getting home from work, and we took the dog out to the beach. And when we took the dog out, I would just put on a t-shirt and we were playing around in the sand. And then my husband actually was the one who found a mass right under my right breast. And it was a really subtle mass. It wasn't something that you could have just, you know, touched on the surface. And at that point in time, I pretty much knew that this was something that we really needed to check out. It was something serious. And I definitely went right up to my physician and made sure that I looked into it. My mom had breast cancer twice, so she had it when I was 48, and she also had it again. Well, she had it when she was 48, and then she had it again when she was 68, so she's had it twice.
Charles, what was that like for you as a husband? And hearing that word, right, the C word that we all hate, you know what I'm saying, and finding this out about your beautiful wife, that she's going to be going through this battle.
Yeah, it was surreal. We kind of, once we felt it and we were like, oh, no, we're trying to convince ourselves it was nothing.
Right. Yeah, it's no big deal.
Yeah, convincing ourselves it was no big deal. But in the back of our heads, you know, we could tell it was definitely something. And then once we went through the process, getting the diagnosis, it all came to reality.
Jacqueline, going through the process and going through this battle, tons of doubt, tons of questions come up, right? Arise and so on and so forth. What role did the Young Survival Coalition play in you battling and beating cancer and being a survivor? And that is the organization that we're supporting with our We Can Survive 2018 ticket sales.
Sure. So when you get diagnosed, you feel so overwhelmed and you're scared and you're lonely and you feel like you don't know where to turn. And there's so much information out there, whether it's through other people, through organizations, and you're really trying to figure out who you should trust. One thing I loved about the Young Survival Coalition was that it gave me a nice community of other young women who were going through what I'm going through. And it was a large community of women, whether it be locally, whether it was, you know, going through online portals or emails or messaging other women. They really helped connect me, and it made me feel empowered. It made me feel like I wasn't alone, and I wasn't going through this by myself or just me and Charles. And I felt like I would be able to have a team behind me, an army behind me through every step of the battle. So we're talking from diagnosis to figuring out what's going to be the right course of treatment for me, deciding what was going to be the best thing that I should be doing for myself and for my future. So figuring all that out, it was really huge to have that support system. And there's a lot of other organizations out there.
Right.
But YSC in particular, I just felt like I connected well.
Right.
And from the minute that you go to the website and the minute that you, you know, call and you do the outreach, I just felt like I had that connection with them.
You said something so important there. You said, I didn't feel alone and I felt empowered.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think anybody that's going through a difficult moment right now in life, period, you know, nonetheless, cancer feels like that sometimes. Right. I'm alone, I have no hope. I don't know what to do. Yeah. But to be a part of a Young Survival Coalition, to have that support and that empowerment and that team going, hey, we're going through this as well. We're with you in this situation. It must be so important. That's why if you're just tuning in, we're just catching up with Jacqueline. She's a survivor. And Charles, her husband, from Marina Del Rey. And the importance of We Can't Survive 2018. Yes, it's an amazing time. Great artists performing. But it's for a great cause to support survivors like Jacqueline, to feel empowered, to feel that they're not alone and that they're going to beat cancer.
To know the expectations, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, my brother's going through chemotherapy for colon cancer, and I know that for him it's so like it's all overwhelming, but to have somebody that you can talk to that's, you know, just one step ahead of you, that can say, hey, this is what you're going to go through, this is, so it's not like a surprise party every time you go to that next appointment or that next procedure or chemotherapy, you know what to expect. So to have a network like Young Survival Coalition there to like tell you, hey, you're going to be good, like don't you know, it can all come at you at one time. Focus on this. Take it step by step and you'll be all right.
And there's a lot of young women, too. We're talking like 17, 18 years old within the group. Right. So being able to connect with them and them really feeling like, geez, I really don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
But to be able to raise your hand and say, listen, I'm at this part in my journey. And it is a never-ending journey.
Right.
But at this part in your journey, you can help them and kind of like be their support system and really connect one-on-one. The YSC gives us that opportunity. So.
Yeah, and you can visit youngsurvival.org, youngsurvival.org, if you're battling cancer right now and you need a support system and help. And to wrap up, Charles, I'm a husband, and one of my favorite things in life is waking up next to my wife and seeing her every morning, hugging her, and my daughter, Ariela, who's 1 year, 9 months, coming over, da-da-da-da-da-da, mama, waking us up. What is it like for you knowing that Jacqueline, being a survival, is there still next to you in bed waking up with you? And what do you want to say to her?
You know, every day is a blessing. And, you know, I'm so proud of how far you've come and how far we've come. And, you know, now we truly live every day as a blessing after going through this. So
thank you for sharing your guys' story.
Yeah.
As you can hear, guys, We Can't Survive 2018. It's going to be a blast. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, the real reason why we do this is to support survivors like Jacqueline. So visit WeCan'tSurvive.com and make sure you buy your tickets now. We're 10 days away, okay? 10 days away. So get your tickets. They're selling out fast, familia. Also, I want to challenge like local businesses that want to buy tickets and support this as a local business. If you do so, text us. We want to shout you out. Organizations, group of friends, high schools, colleges, fraternities, sororities, etc.
Yeah, so people that this cause means something to them.
Yeah, band together at work and say, hey, man, we're going to go to this concert. Not only have a great time, but support the Young Survival Coalition, right? And text us your info or your name because we want to shout you out. 877-971-HIT.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.